This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
It's an MP3.
At Dada, the Jones thing.
It's not a bad name either. Not going, but it's not a bad name.
That's a horrible name.
Saturday at the Pocket Sandwich Theater, the Light Crust Doughboys.
I will be there.
Is that a barbershop quartet? I'm asking seriously. I don't know.
What are they, Mike?
I don't know.
Why you put them on there every week?
I don't prepare this.
Maybe you just read it? Start you just conceptualize? It.
Right. At Billy Bob's, Rick Trevino.
That's Mexican country.
Yeah. Muntry.
At the Lakewood Bar and Grill.
It's the Hardline, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Also
starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Help me. 3:23 is the time. 23 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest, The Hardline. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday. It is the sixth day of the month of July in the year 2004, which is already halfway over.
That's unbelievable.
And we have prepared for the edification of one and all another 4 hours of sports and all that that implies today. Hopefully all of you had a wonderful July 4th weekend and extravaganza.
What do you got there?
Something from Bang.
Bam!
Who's that? I've never heard of him.
It says they offer a big martial sound, unique lead vocals, insightful and poetic lyrics, and heavy-duty production.
It's a band?
I guess.
Bang?
Yep.
Boom!
Whap.
Right.
Whap!
Well, thank you for sending these two CDs. Would anyone like one?
Sure.
Give Bang a listen there, Cobra. Listen to their big martial sound. All right, well, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here today.
A lot of leftover stuff. Looking forward to it. All-Star Talk. Came down Sunday.
Right.
We did have a show yesterday, but...
And we refrained from getting into that just because we care about our day-to-day listeners who weren't by the channel yesterday. And our intention there was not to rip off those who were by the channel, but let's face it, today we have more than we did yesterday. That's just the way it rolls on these holidays. We have to...
And we don't like to duplicate.
No. And we have to play to the larger room. Hence, there was no All-Star Talk yesterday, but there will be today.
But we had a good show yesterday. Very entertaining, very funny, out by the pool.
Yes, at the ODs. Hopefully nobody who did listen yesterday felt like they didn't get their money's worth.
What if you did? Well, we're going to make up for it today. We'll always square the deal. Always.
You know how great it'd be to have, like, to do your show from that type of atmosphere every day? Where there's
fun.
Food and beer and snow cones and a pool.
We used to do that years ago.
Every day?
Not every day, but we did it a lot more than we do now.
Where you could just go off during breaks and play water volleyball for 5 or 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome.
I mean, there was a time when ticket remotes were an event.
Because they were, and they weren't so glommed together, you know? I mean, they were literally like you do them one big thing every 3 or 4 months or something.
Not true. Did them all the time.
And they were just like that. What year was this?
Ticket year one.
Well, anyway, we'll try to make today a big event for everybody and get into a little all-star talk. But you know what we have to determine next? Simon and Garfunkel, to go or not to go. And we'll get into that next here on The Ticket.